With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. On Capitol Hill, congressional leaders today have a deal on a short-term spending bill that will fund federal agencies for about 90 days. That agreement averts a possible partial government shutdown when the new budget year begins on the 1st of October. It also does one more thing. It pushes the final decision until after the elections. Powerful labor union decision not to endorse a presidential candidate seen as a blow to Vice President Kamala Harris.
The International Brotherhood of Teamsters announced recently that neither Donald Trump nor Kamala Harris has sufficient support from the 1.3 million member union. The Teamsters have typically thrown their support behind Democratic nominees, but there's division in the ranks during this 2024 campaign. Even though the vice president has courted organized labor, the Teamsters said internal polling of its members showed Trump with an advantage over Harris. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Meanwhile, a majority of Americans are said to be worried over whether officials will accept the outcome of the November elections. Also at SRNnews.com, reports now on the result of Sri Lanka's presidential election.
A Marxist lawyer has won Sri Lanka's presidential election as voters reject the old political guard that has been largely blamed for pushing the country toward economic ruin. Shortly before the announcement of his win, President-elect Anura Kumara Dissanayake was seen arriving at Sri Lanka's Presidential Election Commission in Colombo. Dissanayake won the presidency with his pro-working class and anti-political elite campaigning, which made him popular among youth. He secured victory over Sri Lanka's opposition leader and the incumbent Liberal president, who took over the country 2 years ago after its economy hit rock bottom. I'm Karen Chamas.
This is SRN News. A Generation Z has a strange view of morality.
60% of Americans ages 12 to 27 think that right and wrong are simply up to each individual. There is no universal standard. And the vast majority also think that a society's concept of morality can and should change over time, unanchored to any higher values. 57% of Gen Z believes that there are facts we can know about scientific questions, but when it comes to morals, facts simply don't enter into the equation. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A growing number of companies are opting not to participate in the Human Rights Campaign annual LGBT scorecard. Corporate Equality Index ranked firms on how committed they are to the LGBT agenda, but lately there has been resistance from the Parents and Citizens group, and Bud Light boycotted after it teamed up with a transgender influencer. This is SRN News. We could call it a step up to trim down.
If you're trying to lose a little bit of weight and want a new way to do it, stair climbing as a regular exercise might be for you. It's accessible and research shows it's more effective than walking on level ground. You burn about 20 times more calories going upstairs than walking on flat ground. Even going downstairs, you burn roughly 5 times more. And who knows, in no time flat, you might just become a stair master. Ron Taylor reporting.
Authorities at a school in Pennsylvania say at least 2 students now have been suspended from the swim team after a racial slur was scratched onto a student's body. Gettysburg College says officials received a deeply concerning report of a racial slur being scratched onto a student using a plastic or ceramic tool that apparently happened at a gathering on an on-campus residence. More details at SRNnews.com.